No, they're not Maggie.
Stop asking.
I should write Maggie, not Maggie.
Why is that so funny?
Love it so much.
Okay. Are you folks ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. No, you can't do that. Not on the pod.
Wait, hold on. I gotta cough again. Hold on.
Holy gosh. That was exciting.
It was, yeah.
It totally was.
I feel like when I cough, then my nose gets weird. Oh my gosh. Go away. That's my session.
Big Late Night Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Hi, welcome to Big Labia Energy. I'm Maggie Ferris. This is Pasha and Julie, my co-hosts of this wonderful podcast. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great.
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, usually you're like, good, good. But fantastic?
Fantastic.
What makes you fantastic?
I just got to see your boobs. I don't know.
What just happened?
When did you see them, by the way?
In my mind.
They're always up there.
Just on a loop.
So yep. You should be fantastic 24/7.
Sometimes that something else takes over the picture and okay. Then I'm less fantastic. But then, whoop, they're right back.
It's like somebody else's boobs.
Whitney Williams.
Yeah.
Christina Hendricks.
That's funny. I like your answer. That was really fun. And you're just doing okay? Or
no, I said great. I'm getting more than 2 hours of sleep. So.
Oh, great.
I was only getting 2 hours of sleep last week.
How do you even function on 2 hours of sleep?
I didn't. I wanted to punch everything, and it was not good.
Did you take it out on your roommate?
I was going to say, has someone
He was on vacation. No, he was on vacation.
Oh, where'd he go?
To Florida to golf.
What a jerk. Stinker.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're well as well.
Yeah. So.
Great. Okay, so earlier, before we started this pod, we were talking about boobs.
Boobs.
Of course.
And did you know or didn't know that I had breast reduction surgery?
I did not know this.
You didn't?
No.
So, you know my sister.
You have a sister?
Yeah, her name's Emma.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was in my Toastmasters group.
Yeah.
I know your sister.
She has pretty big boobs.
I haven't noticed, but your sister is adorable, so.
My boobs were bigger than hers.
No way.
Mm-hmm. So you have noticed. okay. But so, yeah, I had breast reduction surgery when I was about, I want to say like 20, 21. Something like that?
Really?
Yes, because they were so heavy that they pulled my back down and it was very uncomfortable.
We're like, I can't play softball like the lesbians do. I need.
Yep, my boobs were in the way of golf.
No. Golf?
Don't you remember some sportscaster said women will never be better at golf than men because their boobs are in the way of their swing? Somebody said
really?
That once. Yes, you can Google it. That's for real.
All the women on TikTok and Instagram playing golf.
What the?
With big breasts.
And what the?
In swimsuits.
Whoa.
Have you not watched? If you look
Is
at
that
one
a thing? Like a genre?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
If you look at one Instagram thing and see a woman playing golf, then all of a sudden you get videos of women. I'm like, I don't think.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the guy at my work who was like, I don't like TikTok? And I was like, why? He's like, all it is muscle guys.
Oh, yeah.
Muscle guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, do you not understand the algorithm? Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? I go, the more you look at muscle guys, the more it's going to show you muscle guys. He goes, that's not true. It just shows me muscle guys.
All right, go have some more protein, dude.
He's Coach very chew, worked up.
Chew on a deer carcass. Calm down. Back.
Just chew on a deer carcass and chill out. Okay, so I have in front of me the physical photos of before and after of my boobs. Would you like to see them?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like you're treating me like I'm a medical doctor and I'm going
to
be like...
Well, I'm trying to make it clinical and not sexual.
Or a cartoon character. I'm going to go, ooga, ooga.
I'm definitely like going to be going, ooga, ooga.
Like, I'm either going to be one way or the other. I'm not just going to be like a normal human being.
There's two befores and two afters. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Ooga.
And these are too big... So let's talk about the areolas first. Tasha.
Yes, let's.
Okay. So here we have, as you can see in photo number one, the areola is
large.
Very large.
Saucer-esque, if you will.
Yes. And sausage patty-esque is what I would say.
Like a full patty?
Like a full sausage patty.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You're too funny.
Wouldn't you, Pasha? Like, you would nibble on that sausage pie, right?
Like, what do you mean? Even
if
I do.
Even if you were vegan, you'd be like, give me that sausage
pie. Yeah, but they
pie.
Get smaller afterwards, see?
They tighten them up.
Yeah.
But now they're like silver dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're like, silver dollar pancake. Okay, I'll eat it, but.
But it's no sausage patty.
But I really wanted the big sausage patty.
God.
Thanks for sharing these. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think they were big?
Yeah, they were big.
Okay. I mean, I guess what I'm looking for is I should have gotten surgery, correct?
No.
Oh.
I don't think you
necessarily. I agree.
I think you could have had just good supportive bra.
Come on.
The answer is never less boobs.
You need what?
The answer is never less boobs.
My back is completely arched because I can't even hold my own breasts up.
You probably had just had bad posture.
And a bad bra.
Yeah. You needed to go to Dayton's.
But I am a butch dyke. I can't just get pretty bras.
You could. It doesn't have to be pretty. You just needed support. You could have, like I said earlier, get some scaffolding in there.
Have you not seen the big bras, you know, like the, what, like triple D and stuff?
Yeah.
They're never lacy and frilly. No. They're like industrial.
Yeah.
So you can still be butch and wear one of those.
So you get back in that hospital room and you get some stuff put back in there and make Pasha happy.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys. No.
Yes.
No.
It's two against one on this podcast.
That's what we're going to do. That's how majority rules.
That's what we're going to do on our next podcast. You're going to get breast enhancement surgery. To make Pasha happy, you're putting those back in a little bit more.
Thank you.
We're gonna Pasha's gonna go shopping to find the bra size she wants for you, and then you're gonna
I'll find a very butch bra for you. Yeah. Don't
Can
worry,
they
honey.
Can just take fat out of my gunt?
Sure.
And put it up there.
Sure, if that's what you
my
want.
My fupa, if you
if
like.
If you want
fupa or gunt.
Some real hairy breasts, they can do that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Just the inside part. Also, I'm not that hairy.
Well, okay.
We're learning all about Maggie's body today.
Am I? I'm not that hairy by my my bikini line and my belly button. No, you could take it all.
Okay.
All right. New boobs.
So we got a plan here. Everyone wins.
It sounds expensive.
Well,
and
let's
I feel like I'm going backwards because I really enjoy the size they are now.
But Pasha doesn't. And you talked about love earlier.
I hate your boobs.
Love?
No.
Love wins.
Remember earlier when I said they're constantly on a loop in my head?
Yeah. Like this or like that?
Both. Well, that's, And that will be that, those bigger boobs will fill
These
up a loop,
like
bigger loop.
National Geographic, like, woods lady boobs.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except they're too heavy for me.
Pasha will go around holding them up for you
Thank
if the bra
you.
Doesn't work.
I will gladly devote 24/7 to walking around and holding your boobs.
What are you not seeing about this plan, Maggie? Get on board.
Where's the funding?
Kickstarter.
No plastic surgery does it for free.
Kickstarter. GoFundMe. Indiegogo. Standing on a street corner.
You're naming
More
a lot of
shows.
Platforms.
Yes.
Start an OnlyFans. Those people will be dedicated and will want to give you money.
They'll want to see the transformation back.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
How do we expand the areola, though?
I don't know. Go see a doctor.
Let them work their magic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We're on board.
Oh, boy.
Pasha, high five. Our
Thank
work
you.
Is done.
Woo.
Woo.
I guess the podcast is over.
Yep.
Wait till next week.
Yep.
When I have big boobs again.
Bigger boobs. Bigger. We're going to go bigger than that.
Bigger. Wait a minute. Whoa. You did not say that.
I did say that earlier. When you listen back to this, you will hear that I said that's bigger than a little bit that. Bigger. A little bit bigger. Just in case they shrink up a little bit after surgery.
The swelling goes down.
The swelling goes down, and then you're like, oh.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try it.
Yep.
Thanks. I'll consult a surgeon.
Okay.
And see how he can put it back. I'll bring the pictures. I would say, this is before, this is after. How do I get back to before?
Yeah. Okay. Let us go with, because we might have questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's podcast.
Maybe we'll do the live podcast from there.
There's where we do the live podcast. Yes. Edinoplastic surgery.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Maybe they'll do like pro bono in exchange for ads or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd love to sponsor. Wait, how would that work?
Well, we could do labia rejuvenation ads.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh.
This is a great podcast for that.
For sure.
You know, ladies like to do that. They like their flaps tightened.
The thought of having labia rejuvenation surgery makes my entire body squirm.
Why?
The thought of anybody going near that with a scalpel.
Yeah.
And then the healing process. My God. No.
Put a scalpel in there? They don't do like some kind of like electrical like.
I would think they'd cut it, pull it, and sew it.
Depends on what it looks like to start with. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they got to just.
You would know better than me. I would think it would be some kind of lasery thing that would just like tighten it. Like they do on your face when they like zap it.
Sure. Maybe it is. I don't know.
We'll find out when you schedule.
Maybe we should just have a plastic surgeon come on on the show.
Yeah. Do we know anyone right now?
Let's put it out on Facebook.
So. Okay.
Okay. I think I know. No, I don't know any. But I think I would know people who know people.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a good network out there.
Yeah. We'll find a lot of people. You friend everyone on Facebook, so you probably know someone.
I do. I don't friend everyone because
you accept everyone's friend request.
I just went through today and deleted about 10.
You did?
Yes, because they're all like they want to, you know, they're scammy. Scammy. Oh. I don't like the scammers.
No. That's why I don't take a lot of friend requests.
Yeah. If I have a lot of mutual friends do I accept because, or like, let's say I did a comedy show in Clocado and the next day two people from Clocado.
Yeah.
Friend me. Then I know they saw me at comedy. Yeah. Probably.
And I don't always take those people.
And if you do accept them, and the next day you get a message like, hi, you are lovely. How are you? That kind of thing. Then you know it's bullshit.
Because you're never lovely.
I just thought you were so beautiful when I first saw you. And I'm like,
from across the room.
This doesn't sound genuine. Thank you, though. So, yeah.
All right. I love it.
Okay. All right. What an adventure. Bigger boobs.
Bigger boobs.
You know what? I'd rather have no boobs than bigger boobs.
Well, we'd see it the other way. So.
Yeah, I miss my pre-children boobs.
Were they bigger?
Yes.
How big were they?
I guess C+.
Just like your grade.
Kind of school. Yeah.
Well, that's a nice size.
They were very nice,
but
and a lot more perky.
Well, that's with age, I think, comes less perky. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, we should know this. We were basically topless in Mad Island.
That is true.
There was a lot of boobs coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's boobs. Yeah. There was no one who did not show their boobs.
Yeah. Even your roommate.
Yeah. Even my roommate.
Yeah.
I think was flashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a
so brave of him.
He really, seriously. Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing all weekend was as soon as somebody flashed their boobs, I would, after, of course, checking out the boobs real quick, I would immediately look at Carter's face.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
He, like, didn't know where to look.
He couldn't look.
He was like, so respectful. Like, he didn't want to ogle us, even though we were putting ourselves out there to be ogled by everyone in the room.
That's
like,
so
he was
funny.
Just trying so hard to be respectful and didn't know where to look. And it was hilarious.
The listeners don't know, we all went, a bunch of women... Well, two lesbian couples and then a straight couple. So there was one man in our group. And we showed a lot of boobs to each other because it was fun. And that was the man. Just Julie's roommate.
Yeah, we didn't wear bras all weekend.
No.
And we flashed continuously.
And we had special t-shirts.
Yes. Yep. And that's where Big Labia Energy was born.
That's right. That's how it evolved into a podcast.
Yeah.
I love it. We should somehow someday get all six of us on.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't it?
For sure.
Memories. Walk right down memory lane.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
That'd be good.
So, update me on, this is what I haven't heard in quite some time.
You're listening to Julie's Pen Pal Saga.
Oh, I want to read one pen, I have a couple things.
Okay. I feel like we haven't heard about it in a while.
Yeah.
Except that you're a dom thrice over or something.
Yep. I'm a 9-time dom. Eight-time dom because I don't know how people keep asking me to dom them. I got this letter. So the problem is partly that I'm not on slowly a lot anymore.
Okay.
I keep getting letters, but I don't write. Because somehow I ended up on Reddit, and I'm getting pen pals on Reddit now.
Are you enjoying Reddit?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yes. But I did get this one on slowly the other day. I'm a 22 years old and from France. To be honest, I searched to avoid boredom and wanted to try something else, to do something really private and thing with strangers. And maybe when we get to know both of us more, do something deeper. Would you like to try some love/naughty letter together and see where that lead us? Nicholas, a naughty French boy. Aha. Kiss. Kiss. Nicholas, call me Nico if you wish.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a French pen pal.
Yeah. So
who's learning English, clearly.
Yes. And so when my roommate was in Florida last week, I sent him that and said, please let me know when you're coming home because I got plans here. Oh, which, by the way, I did pick up my roommate and his friend from the airport on Friday. And I arrived with a sign on one side that said, welcome home, brother/husband. brother/husband's best throuple ever.
Oh, my God.
And then on the other side, it said, welcome home from sex rehab. This doesn't define you. And a group of guys walked by and yelled, best sign ever.
Oh, welcome That's home amazing. From sex rehab.
Did you get pictures of their faces when they saw it?
I did take some video, and then he took some pictures of me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so.
This doesn't define you.
Yeah.
Why is that so funny?
I had pictures of the signs, too.
I would like to see them. I love you. And we post them on our site.
So, that's how I meet people at the airport now.
Will you pick us up from the airport one day?
Well, yeah. Oh my God, sign? I would love it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
What would it say?
I can't tell
you. Tell us ahead of time.
I have to do it in the moment.
I know, but I'm so excited already.
Yeah. So he was just like, and they both were like, it clearly defines us because it did not take. And so they just were like, we expect this from you. So,
So they're not even like fazzled.
By the time they got over there, they were just like,
razzled.
Yeah.
Fazzled.
Whatever. Like, we expect this stuff from you. Like, they're just...
You're so funny, though. It's hilarious. And then
I set two of my pen pals up today.
With each other's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell me more. Excited about,
well, he didn't contact her yet, so I've been, like, waiting patiently to see how...
You just think they'll be a good match?
Yeah.
Pen pal-wise or sexually?
Sexually.
Okay.
Yeah. The only problem is... The female is married.
Well, you know.
But she says it's platonic. So.
What? Wait, did she want you to dom her?
No, neither one of them wanted me to dom them.
Oh, okay.
No. So the thing is, she was on Reddit, and she was like, I don't think I'm getting any I don't think people can reach out to me. So I sent her a message.
So you reached out to her?
Yeah, and I'm like, nope, I can contact you. Like, clearly it's working. So... And then I had been in contact with him for over a month because it was like when I had my surgery and then he just had surgery. So we've been like talking about surgeries and stuff because he's had the same surgeries. So she was looking for someone. And then I know he was looking for someone.
Wait, she's married or he's married?
She's married. Yes.
But looking for someone.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
For
Yeah, so that's the thing too, is like, so she's on there for flirting and sexting and stuff like that.
Okay, but she's married.
But she's married platonically. Why? What is? Why?
I don't understand what's married platonically. Are you just married to your buddy?
Well, yeah. There's nothing left. Oh. Like it's just.
Well, then why
just,
not like, get divorced?
I don't know. I don't know it that well. Okay. It's not for me to sort out. It's for her.
All right. I just never heard of a platonic marriage.
Me neither. It's for Jim and Shelly to sort out.
Jim and Shelly?
Yes.
Wow, you just outed them.
That's not their real names.
National.
It's not their real names.
International podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in space. It's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We play to Mars.
Yep. All the way to Mars and back.
All the way to Mars. Yep. Then back.
Yep.
Around up to God's asshole. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I slipped it in.
He shoots it out and then shoots it back down.
Yeah. Yep. For real. What happened to my...
Are you having a stroke again?
God. God.
Get it fixed before we go anywhere.
You know why it is? It's because I smoked a cigarette. Okay, so I babysat my nephew this last weekend, and I smoked a cigarette outside, and he goes, "Are you smoking?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "That'll kill you." And I go, "Well, not today." And he goes, "You're going to get lung cancer." And I go, "Well, I hope not." And he goes, "You could have a stroke." And I said, "Yep." And then I finished my cigarette. But yeah, that's probably why I'm actually stroking out.
He really knows all the side effects of smoking.
That was pretty good. Pretty smart for
him. Has your sister gone over those with him?
Here's the deal. Here's what he says to me. He goes, "Do you smoke in this car?" Because I had to take him for a ride. And I go, "Yes, I smoke in this car, but not when you're in the car." He goes, "Well, it stinks." And I go, "Uh-huh." He goes, "It smells like smoke." And I go, "Yep, I know." And he goes, "You know, my mom doesn't smoke." And I go, "Okay." And he goes, "She's only had one cigarette in her whole life." And I started laughing so hard. And I was like, that might be a bit of a fib. Because Emma is like a chain smoker once she gets drinking, you know?
Oh, that's so funny.
It was hilarious. So I guess what he doesn't know won't hurt him. But he does know a lot about the side effects of smoking.
Do you think he's going to listen to this podcast and find out?
No. Kids don't listen to this podcast.
How do you know?
If a kid listens to this podcast, I quit. This is not for children.
Well, don't quit. It's on them. They listen.
I do not want children
listening.
Well,
I don't want them to either, but don't say you're going to quit if they listen to it. They should quit.
Their parents should be aware that they're listening to an adult podcast.
Well, they should, but look at how parents bring kids to comedy shows, too.
Oh, they're such idiots.
Oh, I hate that.
God, I hate that so much.
Get a babysitter or don't go out.
Why? Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's crazy.
By the way, we might have to bring my nephew to Dr. Grin, so you're going to have to watch him while I'm on stage, and I'll watch him.
For real? Yes. Why?
Because Emma's going to Europe or something for a week, and I forgot I'd book Dr. Grin's that weekend. So I don't want to change it, but I might see if I could change it. But anyway, if we do, we're going to bring him, and then you'll watch him when I'm on stage and vice versa.
That'd be fun.
Don't smoke near him.
Can I smoke candy cigarettes?
Yes.
I also, while we're there, I might have a sleepover with a woman I met on Bumble because I'd promised her.
What?
But I'm going to try and do it on the Thursday. I'm going to try and do it on the Thursday. Like a friendly sleepover, not like a...
Why? You're not experimenting?
Well, I hope she doesn't think that.
I mean... How do you make sure? Don't you want to make your intentions clear?
Well, yeah, I think it's not till June, right? So I think I got time.
Yeah, it's not till June.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I have time.
I hope so. You met a friend on Bumble and you're going to have a sleepover in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
But have you met her ever before?
No.
Why wouldn't you just meet for coffee? Why would it go to immediate sleepover?
Because she was... Because you wanted to sleep over.
This sounds like you're going to get murdered.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why I'm doing it on Thursday, because then we have two more shows, and then she can't murder me on Thursday, because it'll be like, hey,
I don't think she's going to take your comedy schedule into account deciding to murder you.
She's not a very nice murderer. She seems like a very nice person.
Seems like and is are two very different things
on
the internet.
She's not going to murder me on a... Who murders on Thursday? They murder on the weekend.
Many folk.
All right, I'm going to find the stats on that for next time.
I hope you do.
People don't murder on Thursday. I bet you they murder less on Thursdays.
People murder every single day of the week.
But I bet you they murder less on Thursdays than on weekends.
I bet you the lowest day is Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'd murder. They'd probably work
ramp
their way up
to the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, totally.
So I have a less chance on Thursday.
Listen, we're not sharing a room at Dr. Grin's, are
I know.
We?
I thought you no, I thought you told me that we're at two different hotels.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So yeah, go ahead. Have your sleepover.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I'll bring my nephew to my hotel and you can get murdered at yours. Yeah. Okay. I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
We won't pick run up out my of body. Gas.
I'll be the chalk outline.
Oh my God. We're watching a show where a guy got he committed suicide.
That's what they say.
But we think he got murdered. He's up in some controversial stuff and some real higher ups got a hold of it and he's in hot water. But anyways, so he slashed his wrists and he slashed him, 17 times or something like that?
It was like 8 on one arm, 4 on the other, and it was deep enough to cut tendons.
Like how would you kill yourself
like that? And they're claiming he did that to
himself. You can't. It's impossible. And there was blood everywhere in that hotel room.
And why are you not saying the name of it? Why? You seem like you're keeping it a secret.
No, of the show?
Yeah.
No, it's the Octopus American...
Something about Octopus.
Octopus
yeah.
American
By the way,
Nightmare
what did you? What day of the week do you think the most murders occur in Minnesota?
Friday.
Saturday.
You're both wrong.
What is it?
Thursday.
Shut up! Why you're getting killed?
This is Michigan, though. What day of the week in Michigan do the murders...
Hold on, let me go back.
That's hilarious.
Because then
Thursday
is
a big day for
murder. Oh, nope, Michigan is also Thursday.
Listen.
Okay, well, then I'll have her over Friday or Saturday.
Is she going to go to the show?
We'll see.
Can I call her a murderer?
No, you can't call her a murderer.
Fine. If she murders you, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the
it
next
just
night,
seems fair.
Yeah, then the next night you can call her a murderer.
Okay. I hope she doesn't murder you.
I hope not either.
Okay.
I might not even know her by then.
We need to have some sort of keyword text. Like, if she's murdering you, you need to text me, like, key lime pie, and I'll come over.
This sounds like an excellent plan.
I think it's going to be so good.
I don't see how you wouldn't be saved.
Yeah. I mean, you could just dial 911.
Yeah.
But
no, I'd rather text you and then you call 911 from a totally
if she
different
sees
hotel.
It.
Yeah, if I see it, I never even look.
I know. You and Mason are just playing games all night, having a slumber party.
We bring
She's
the PS5.
Outside smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
Mason's
I'm
yelling
in the hotel
at you.
Bathroom with my head out the window.
He's yelling at you that you're going to die of lung cancer because they're arguing.
And I'm like, quit yelling at me. Call Julie. Tell her she's going to be murdered. It's Thursday.
It's a great plan. I like it.
Okay. All right. Good.
This is solid.
Wow. This is going to be a fun weekend.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And then we might go right to the cabin after that weekend.
You and me?
Yeah.
Just the two of you.
Yeah, you're coming too.
So we're driving separate then.
Let's drive together.
Well, so then I am going. Like I was just making the plans right now. Then we're going right to the cabin. So just bring your stuff.
There'll be a few cars up there. We'll get you home when you want it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just like you're not even like asking. You're just like, no, we're just taking a vacation then.
I think, find out, Pasha, look up how far Grand Rapids is from Ashland, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Grand Rapids, Minnesota. God, that's funny, Julie. I don't know. Here's what I did, all right? I forgot I was booked at Dr. Grin's, and my sister was like, I'm going to Europe, but I really need your help to watch Mason while I'm gone. I'm going for a week. And I was like, yes, I will do it. Of course. You need to go to Europe. Of course you do. And then I realized... I'm working at Dr. Grin's, so I'm still trying to make it work and go to Dr. Grin's.
9 hours and 10 minutes.
Hoofta.
You two in a car with Mason for that long?
Ooh la la.
Well, that's about as far as coming back, isn't it?
Is it? How many hours is it from here to Grand Rapids, Michigan? God, I thought it was like 6
Because we went to Grand Rapids
7.
Before.
Yeah, but was it
well,
9?
When you drive it's, and then run out of gas, it's like that far.
It's extra time.
Yeah. Then you have to run
who
down
the... Who was it who picked us up?
It was Kevin Bozeman.
Ah, oh, he's such a gem.
He's the best.
I love him.
It's 8 hours and 18 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Here to Grand
so it's the same.
A little bit longer.
And your parents cannot watch him.
Let's talk about that in another time.
Okay.
Okay.
Cut that out.
So, any more pen pal news?
And, okay. Zip it on that. They don't even know she's going. So, pen pal news. Let me see what else we got. Well, I got a lot of pen pals on Reddit now.
Do you have any pen pal? Did you ever get a pen pal?
I haven't even looked at it in so long.
I still have my prison pen pal.
You do?
Yeah, did I tell you that she was roommates with Gypsy Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you contacted her about, remember you were like, can I have Gypsy Rose's used panties? And she was like, screw you.
No, that'd be disgusting.
Oh, clean panties.
Nope.
No panties?
I'm not interested in anyone's panties besides that one. Even then, I'm not really into your panties.
No, you're not.
Into you, but not your panties.
Panties
also, I hate when grown-ups say panties.
Yeah,
say underwear. Yeah. Like, I always watch, you know, true crime murder shows. And when the detective said she was found with her panties off,
yeah,
I'm like, just say underwear. Yeah. It sounds more clinical and more acceptable. But when you say panties, it sexualizes it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Anyways, so I wanted to tell you, because we're doing some shows together, I'm starting to sell panties as merch.
No, you're not.
That say the Baniac on them. Is that a problem?
I don't.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I figured, but you can sell whatever the hell you want.
That'd be funny.
Are you the Baniac on, like, everything?
Yes.
But isn't that nice to have, like, a constant theme through it? Like, I like being Extreme Maggie on everything. Yeah. Although, when I got my PlayStation 5... I have to be Extreme Maggie 1.
Who took it?
I did, but they won't let me reopen my old account.
Why?
I don't know.
I hate that when they do that.
I know.
When it's like, they can't even go through all the stuff. It's like, come on.
Nope. I'm like, jump through some hoops. I'm Extreme Maggie. They're like, nope, you're Extreme Maggie 1.
How dare they?
I know. It's kind of, it is what it is. It's not that bad.
No, we should drive to PlayStation.
Where are they located?
I don't know. Palo Alto?
Palo Alto? Where's Sony? Probably LA.
I don't know.
Probably LA.
Probably.
If only we had a device that could tell us right away.
Let's go road trip.
Hey Siri, where is PlayStation headquarters? San Mateo, California.
Huh. One of my pen pals just went there on a work trip.
Yeah, did they have a sleepover?
No.
Did they get murdered?
No.
Listen, it's a longer drive to San Mateo, California than it is to Grand Rapids.
And that it
back is. Back to the cabin.
That it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we wouldn't probably be bringing Mason.
Somebody said the other day, I feel like this was at a comedy show, and they were saying, you know, like, don't drink and drive. Take an Uber, whatever, if you get drunk. That's more expensive to get a ticket for drunk driving than to take a limo to Canada and back.
No way.
That's what they said. Do you think that's feasible?
To take a limo to Canada?
Mm. Do you think that that's the price discrepancy?
Well, with all of the fines and fees you have to pay in court costs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I bet
and
it is.
Getting a lawyer.
It's like $10,000 if you get a DWI or something.
Yeah, like $10,000 to get a lawyer. And
I would lose my CDL.
That would suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you lose your job,
livelihood.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you have to factor that in. Because
I drive a tank.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Is that a flex? Is she flexing on us, Pasha?
She might
be. Peacocking a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at her move around the room now. Here we go.
Do you know what truck I really drive now?
You drive Plowy McPlowface.
No.
You drive Bernadette Peters.
Face. Bernadette Peters? I wish she were a truck. I drive Plow Bunyan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because the lady in our shop who drove Plow Bunyan... moved to dispatch, and so there's no more ladies at my shop.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it makes me sad. We were friends. Come back, Beth.
So if the guys find any panties laying around in the locker room, they'll know it's yours.
For real. And I leave them
everywhere. You do. You're such a mess.
Not even just in the locker room. Out in the shop. Yeah. In the
panties
trucks.
Panties here, panties there.
They're always like, why is my salt spinner stuck? My panties.
My panties are in there. Yep.
That's so stupid.
Oh, me and my panties. I'm so silly. Silly lesbian in her panties.
I'm going to sell a shirt that says silly lesbian new panties.
New phone. new phone, new panties.
New panties, who dis?
You should do. Be the best. So stupid. But it'd be so funny. Write a joke around it and then do that. New panties, who dis?
I'd probably sell a shitload of them, which is the sad part.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the things that go viral.
Oh, God. You know what? I think things go viral, and I make Pasha post them, and they do not go viral.
And then something,
isn't that true?
Something like our dumb pasta video.
Yeah, oh, amazing. That was incredible. But that was an amazing story.
But it wasn't really. It was just so.
It's amazing. You don't realize the value of yourself and your stories.
I don't.
You really don't. Your legacy.
I'm like, stop it.
You do not realize the wealth to the world that you are.
Oh, God.
You really don't.
We got to wrap this up now.
No, we have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes?
Four, really.
Okay, four.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything you want to tell the world about your legacy and your joie de vivre, if you will?
Oh, that is definitely a private school word because I've never heard that one.
Have you ever heard the word?
Yes.
Yes, it's a common word. It's
and
French.
Then it's also country. It's hey, bail. Hey, bail in private.
It's J-O-I-E-D-E-V-I-V-R-E.
No, you did not.
Stop
just spell
it.
Joie de vivre.
I did.
Holy, I'm blown away.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
I mean, this girl.
This is my one talent.
I think you have more than one, but yeah. This one is very impressive.
She's way fancier than you.
She has her pinky in the air.
Oh, she does.
At tea time.
Yep.
That's how fancy she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's
quite
a keeper.
Fancy.
You should take her to tea time sometime.
Do you want to go to tea? High tea?
Sure.
With scrumpets?
Scrumpets sound delicious.
Tea and scrumpets?
That'd be so fun to watch you guys. I just sit outside the window.
Can I wear my Zubas?
Yes.
Do you have Zubas?
Tea? No, but I feel like that's what I would look like at high tea. Is someone in Zubas.
I had Zubas. I had the tiger print ones. Mm-hmm.
I liked Zubas.
Oh, remember Hypercolor? Gotten.
Yes.
I loved Hypercolor shirts.
I know you did.
I really did.
I know you did.
I really want another one.
I had this Gennaro sweatshirt that had these women making a human pyramid on them.
Ooh.
That was super cool.
You know what reminded? Do you remember when we went to the Bakken Museum
yeah.
and we found all of the Lego men up mm-hmm. in every room?
Yeah,
and then we got a Hypercolor pencil.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. right.
Oh, that was a prize.
Yeah,
nice
for finding. Like there was a hidden Lego man in every room.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. Anyway,
we should do like a show about all like the little hidden treasures.
I love
here.
Easter eggs.
Yeah,
I love it.
Or but like I mean like the little hidden or the little gems of like where you can go in the Twin Cities like. The Bakken Museum
yes.
and stuff like that.
Let's talk about that.
Because there's so many fun. My dad used to always
so
like,
much fun stuff.
Keep a little three-ring binder and he'd like
for
write,
real?
Yeah, like so that when company came from out of town, like he'd be like, you should go here or you can go here. Or here's where I'll take you.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he...
No.
He, one time, well, this was after my parents were divorced. My roommate and I went over to his house and we saw these pictures of this family that we didn't recognize up. And it turns out he was down on a little mini vacation by himself down in Lanesboro. And he found some, like, a bunch, like, $700 in cash or whatever, and he turned it in.
No way.
And they're like, if it's not claimed in a couple days, you can have it. Well, this family claimed it, and they had these two, like, young, like, 5 and 6 year old boys are from northern Minnesota, and it was like their whole like vacation money, and so they wrote him, and then they became pen pals.
No way!
Yes,
this is where this comes from.
And then he would come; they would come to the city, and he would like take him to the zoo.
No
and take him to the, yeah, and
way!
Like, and then he would like my dad was always into like woodworking, so he'd like send him toys and like make stuff for him, and they developed like the second family. I'm like, who is this? He's like,
that's so
oh,
funny.
You know, like this is like I forget their names or whatever. Yeah. So like after he died, like I had sent him a note, and then we developed a Facebook friendship. But yeah,
wow,
he had this like whole second like little family that, all because he found their money. So
that's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
was it when they were driving their car? Were they like,
stop this car?
Hey, you guys.
And now a word from our sponsors.
How about this one?
Uncle Mortimer's Footlong Pickles. These bad boys are so juicy and flavorful, you won't want to stop until you've polished off the entire thing. Soon, you'll be wanting them morning, noon, and night. Uncle Mortimer's Footlong Pickles. They're really pickles. This isn't a sick joke.
I started a no pickle club on Facebook. Because I was at a party and this woman was like, everyone likes pickles. You're not going to find one person to join that group. And I said, I will find you many people within the next hour. I started no pickle club, 9 members. Boom. Just like that.
You're such a hypocrite. I've seen you chug pickle juice after. Yes.
Never.
I have totally seen. Yes. What are you talking about?
Why are you stirring the pot so much?
I'm not stirring the pot.
I'm never drinking pickle juice.
What are you talking about? I have seen you. People have finished pickles.
Dare?
No. You're like, look at me. I love pickle juice. And then you've chugged pickle juice.
Yeah, you're fucking with me. I've never. God, you son of a bitch. I'm just like, is she fucking with me? Get out of here. I'm not even going to. Kamami, KAMA_I. KAMA_I Extreme Maggie and that bullshit.
The maniac.
No.
The maniac.
No.
Maniac.
No.
Maniac.
No.
Maniac.
Uh-uh. Type in brainiac.
Bye.